4. History.
Frederick Law Olmsted. In the mid-1800s, American cities were experiencing rapid population growth. At this time, the idea of beautification of the urban landscape became an important consideration in city planning. The pioneer of the design and construction of preserved public space was Frederick Law Olmsted. He is considered to be the leading landscape architect following the Civil War period. He effected many changes in the conception of public space. The primary purpose of public parks suggested by Olmsted was to create a quiet, passive, open space, a kind of sanctuary from the bustle of the city. Olmsted also made public space accessible to everyone, rather than a specific group of people. The need for public spaces arose from the realization that cities lacked a cohesive balance of areas for work, play, and living. Cities had become crowded and stressful, and city planners recognized the desire of citizens for an escape from city life. Thus, Olmsted planned his park with escape in mind. In fact, his goal was to create a space that differed from New York City as much as possible while remaining integrated in the city's overall structure. Olmsted planned the park very carefully, though the end result looked very natural, as if it had always been a part of New York City. While many previous public spaces catered to specific groups of people, Olmsted planned Central Park as a truly public space. Many earlier parks had been similar in design, though they catered either to the wealthy or to members of the government. Even in the mid-19th century, public space was not truly public. Instead, its use by the homeless, the poor, and the young was discouraged. Olmsted, however, wanted public spaces to be available to all people. Thus, he created Central Park to be truly centralized in New York City. Its location in the middle of the city ensured that traveling to the park was practical for all citizens.